The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
7:01 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. For those of you who don't know, Wednesday, they customarily refer to Hump Day. And, of course, many of you, God, I hope you don't take offense to that. When did we become so intolerant and insensitive? Or sensitive? Overly sensitive. How about that? By the way, the show is brought to you by the Power Mall. Just so you know, that's how we stay afloat. I know. Here we go. You already had to listen to 5 minutes of commercials? Duh. No, you didn't. We just started. For you first-time listeners and first-time callers, phone lines are open. If you are not a first-time listener or first-time caller, please refrain from picking up the phone and calling us at 844-769-2944. We're even going to reward those who are first-time shoppers at the Power Mall with a first number 10 at checkout. You get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST10. Which also applies to telephone orders as well, 877-817-9829. And if you don't have internet, we'll even send you a Power Mall catalog so you can order. And just remember that 10% off all the North American Urban Spice products this week, as well as your last chance to get 10% off White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and Willard Water Plant Catalyst while supplies last. And, of course, now we start a new thing here. Alex Newman will be joining us in the next hour, as will Gregory Wrightstone. We'll be talking about the Florida Homeschool Convention that's coming up, as well as will McCarthy cave to Biden's radical climate agenda. I have a feeling that has everything to do with his 14th Amendment garbage that he's been talking about. In today's headlines, El Paso Department of Public Health warns of community outbreaks of chickenpox and tuberculosis. 2 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., for those of you who want to write that down in case you're offended by anything I say here, you can go on our website and post that. We love your comments. The Gateway Pundit is reporting members of the El Paso Police Force are warning Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez there's been multiple incidents of illness among illegal aliens who are camping in downtown El Paso. And, of course, Tony Gonzalez said a couple of days ago he rode with the Socorro police chief. Imagine having to protect and serve a city of 40,000, all while a border crisis is busting at the seams in El Paso, 15 minutes away. You got to wonder about that. Chickenpox and tuberculosis, gee, I wonder how many cases of VD there are running around. Well, you can't really catch that unless you come in personal contact. I don't know. You know, see, people, until this stuff shows up at your back door, you don't care, do you? When did we become so intolerant, right? Top New York Democrats are calling on Biden to fast-track illegal alien work permits. You see, what is it? Because all of our younger people out there don't care if they work or not. They think, oh, well, we'll have universal basic income here pretty soon, so everybody will get a paycheck, and then we can use that digitally to control your behavior. You won't be able to talk. Your freedom of speech will go away. So one thing we pride ourselves here in the Power Hour is having freedom of speech. But like I said, you know, when I was growing up, my father told me I didn't have an opinion. In fact, when I tried to voice my opinion, I got hot coffee thrown in my face or a newspaper, whatever he happened to have in his hand. How'd you like growing up in a house like that? You learn to form an opinion real quick. What you learn to form is that your opinion doesn't matter. And when you try to voice your opinion to others, if they don't like your opinion, well, that doesn't matter either. Not to them. They just soon punch your lights out. This is the problem we have. When did we become so intolerant? Every little thing. See, we don't want to hear somebody else's opinion. We have our own. We don't need anyone else's opinion. My dad always used to tell me, if you don't like it here, move to Russia. I'm going, huh? Do you wonder what Russia's got going on that I don't know about? So when you start doing your research and you start finding out how Russia's economy actually is doing better than ours, our economy sucks. In fact, one third of Americans are worse off financially in 2022 amid inflation and the Federal Reserve. Percentage of U.S. adults are reporting they were worse off financially, climbed to 35%. That's over a third since last year. And that's the highest level since the Fed started tracking this data. The Economic Well-being of U.S. Households in 2022 report, issued a couple of days ago, shows financial well-being of adults and their families took a nosedive. And of course, Fed Governor Michelle Bowman says this data is crucial to help refine our understanding of the economic challenges facing U.S. households. No. That's not what this is all about. This is about how to determine what choke points to use to get people to comply. See, they don't want you to have any freedom anymore. They want you to be a slave, which is why they're bringing in all these illegal aliens. This is why Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, Dan Goldman, and Jerry Nadler, you know, this is one of the reasons why they want Biden to fast track illegal alien work permits, because they think that all these people are going to come in here and work for nothing, or they're going to be sex slaves or whatever. I guess these Democrats just love sex trafficking. God only knows how many, you know, underage minors they've had in their little place of business, huh? We don't know. I mean, if we didn't have an opinion, then, you know, we couldn't call him Cuomo-sexual. Apparently he had some flings too. I don't know of a politician out there in Washington that doesn't have some sort of dirty laundry out there, and we didn't bother to vet him before we elected him. And then all these appointed people like Janet Yellen sounding the alarm on default in a new warning to Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling deadlock. Come June 1st, it's a dire prediction. It's the X date. Day X. Yeah. How many out there, with show of hands, how many out there hopes the government goes bust? We don't need them anyway, do we? What do we need them for? What do? Make all the states mandate their federal policies? That costs us, we the people, money, don't you think? Why do you think that they're trying to figure out why Americans, one third of Americans, are worse off financially in 2022? We were doing fine before you know who got into office. Oh, you want me to say that Biden is wonderful? I love it when people say Biden is wonderful. Well, that's a simple question. Okay. I'll give you that. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it. I'm not going to be overly insensitive and punch your lights out because you're a Democrat. Now I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me why you think Biden is so important. What's he done for the economy that you think is so wonderful? Just pick any subject about Biden, about climate change and everything else, you know? Does it matter to you whether cows fart? When's the last time you stood in front of a cow and listened to it? See what I mean? Unless it's in your face, you don't know. So how can you sit there and claim all these things and how wonderful everything is when you know damn well we got Democrats switching to independent now? They're even upset with what's going on in D.C. So when you got that kind of thing going on, this is another reason it's motivating Ron DeSantis. Oh, by the way, he's expected to announce his candidacy during a conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. So for those of you who have Twitter and you want to jump on and watch Ron DeSantis, you're going to be following him on Twitter. He's going to be talking to Elon Musk. And of course, this is what Breitbart News is reporting, is that he's expected to announce his candidacy for 2024. There are even people out there who were supporting Trump that are now pulling their finances away from the Trump campaign. They just, you know, think that we need younger blood in power. Our top five news stories this week have been brought to you by the Power Mall, where we have 15% off allergy relief products in our spring sale. Quercetin, silver mist humidifier, additive oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, Optivita digestive enzymes, and of course we offer the daily deal. When you go to the Power Mall, click on the daily deal and enjoy saving 9 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. For those of you keeping track of every little thing I say, the cyber gulag, believe it or not, Russia's probably got one of the best surveillance states there is, aside from London that has over a quarter of a million cameras. And of course, we have a story on our email blast if you care to subscribe by hitting the newsletter link. Here we have a journalist and activist, Yekaterina Maximova. She has been detained for hours because of facial recognition going through the subway. Pervasive security cameras that have facial recognition. Just imagine that in the United States of America. It's bad enough they're reading your license plate, which in some instances has been very useful to track down kidnappers. Such a thing happened in Florida, by the way, with a license plate tracker. They managed to find the license plate, and they arrested the guy that had kidnapped a young child. So we do know that in some instances, this stuff works, but they were targeting a criminal or a suspect. So do you really think, for those of you out there that think you haven't done anything wrong and there's no reason why the government should be monitoring you? Maybe it's all because of your opinion. Maybe they want to silence you. God, you know, the government has become intolerant of the citizens. They want to shut us up. They don't want you commenting on everything. And how is the government in Russia monitoring all of this? Well, they're actively monitoring social media accounts. That means all of you on Facebook and Twitter and every other platform out there, Instagram. You know, they're watching it. They're watching everything. This is what they're doing in Russia. So, you know, when my father said move to Russia, I'm like, wow, so they could be looking down their nose at me every waking minute? I don't think so. See, until you figure out what surveillance state is all about, you're not free here. Nothing is free here. Anybody that thinks you're going to get something for free without strings attached is fooling themselves. I mean, if they think security is being monitored 24/7, it's like little kids, you know, you put baby monitors in the crib so you can hear them breathing. Imagine just having that sort of thing in your life to where every single waking moment you have in your life is being monitored like they do in Russia. And now why do you think they want to? Why do you think there's so much talk about manipulating elections? Well, that's pretty easy to figure out, because they can drive us further into a socialist state, and socialism turns into communism. And this global warming garbage, we'll be talking to Gregory Whitestone about that. That's the name given to the current belief the Earth's temperature has been gradually increasing over the past few hundred years since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. This is something that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about. The military-industrial complex. The human impact on this is believed to only account for 10% of all the greenhouse gases, but now we want to trap carbon dioxide? Plants need it to survive. These people are fools. They tell us they're wise. Romans 1 says different. Oh, God, I can't talk about God and the Bible on this show. People will think we're religious. Cool. They're intolerant of that, too. They don't like religion on these shows. If they wanted to dial up religion, they would dial up a pastor and listen to the sermon. They want to hear me preach. Yeah. If you don't have spiritualism, you got nothing. You become less tolerant of others. What a miserable life. Being intolerant. When did we do? No, wait a minute. That's right. We had 3 years of being locked down and being told what to do. Kind of remember when Hurricane Irma came through Southwest Florida, and I was watching Wink News and their weathermen on there. I call them weathermen on crack because they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to reporting weather and what the hurricane was doing. It went off of Marco Island and started wobbling. Oh, do what you're told. That's what the weathermen were saying. And we had Rick Scott as governor telling everybody you're definitely going to have storm surge. It's going to kill you. Run! And turned I-75 into a parking lot, the moron. Yeah, we just can't stop fear-mongering, can we? When we want people to do something, stay in your house. Oh, my God, this thing will kill you. This virus will kill you. Oh, you left out a couple of things. You left out the fact that, one, your ultimate goal was to depopulate the United States with a bioweapon. That's what you forgot. Two, you forgot to tell us that the vaccine is the bioweapon, and it's going to keep increasing the death rate in America and the number of people adversely affected. Yeah, that affected our news, too, because one of those adverse effects and the person that did it has gotten together with a few others, and they've sued Joe Biden. They're suing Joe Biden because they have adverse reactions. Now, we'll see. I mean, they are damaged. Biden mandated it. What do you think they're going to do? Ah, well, listen, you little pompous, you know, you substitute whatever word you want. It's your opinion, right? I'm giving you that option. Don't have to like it. See, everybody's got their own opinion. That's why we have a website. We appreciate your comments, as derogatory and demeaning as they are. And if you feel like, you know, you want to be, that we're insensitive in this program, you're certainly welcome to come on and let us know. See, that's the thing about the insensitive and the overly intolerant. Those are the ones that probably will give up their guns when they come to the door and they have red dots pointed at their chest. Oh, here, take my gun. It's okay. Don't shoot me. Take my gun. I'll do whatever you say. Yeah. Like I said, when the First Amendment is squelched, the killing starts. I think we've had Alex Newman said it. Patrick Wood said it. There's been a lot of people that agreed with it. They understand it. There are certain politicians out there that are trying to live and die by the Constitution. But apparently there's a lot of people out there forgetting that freedom of speech means that people are allowed to speak about things you may not agree with. End of story. Now, does that mean that your insensitivity is going to kick in and you're going to whine and cry about it? Hey, you're entitled to your opinion. I get it. Try going to, and see, this is the thing. We have a lot of seniors listening to the show. Imagine living in Cuba. Their population, the Castro regime just admitted over the weekend that Cuba's population is in steep decline, fueled by accelerated growth in the elderly population and low birth rates. Oh, and let's not forget the biggest migrant crisis in the nation's history. People are getting the hell out of Dodge. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, by the month, people are leaving by the thousands. And imagine the elderly population that needs to be taken care of. Gee, I wonder what kind of fate they're going to meet. See, they'll go out and they'll try and round up all of the productive people and get rid of the elderly because they're a drag on society. How would you like it if the United States government were to behave like that? Think about that for a minute. How many elderly died in hospitals because they were murdered? How many elderly believed what the government told them, went out, got the jab, and dropped dead of heart attacks and strokes? Think about that compared to living in Cuba right now. Shell Oil had an annual shareholder meeting in London yesterday. Climate protesters, of course, took the opportunity to crash the meeting, tried to storm the stage and causing a major disruption at the event. They were hauled out. Can't have that. Shell is just trying to stay alive here. Africa's first test run for a CBDC has failed. This is in Nigeria. Yeah, the elites always seek out the African nations first to use as their test subjects, right? Oh, I know. Come on. Give it up. Give it up. You see, now you're talking about black people again. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah. Now we're talking. No, the insensitive. Here they go. I can hear it now. Why are they picking on African nations? Well, they must think they're idiots over there. So we have this e-Naira built on the Hyperledger Fabric blockchain. The central bank of Nigeria is solely responsible for running the nodes of the digital currency. Beginning stress test stated this currency could execute 2,000 transactions per section. It failed. So the central bank of Nigeria decided to cancel and resign the currency in a move aimed at restoring the control of the central bank of Nigeria over currency and circulation. They decided this did not work. I mean, look, if people in Nigeria are bitching and complaining about CBDC, how do you think that's going to go over here with the less intolerant? Oh, well, it's convenient. Oh, it's convenient. Yes, we must have CBDCs. I mean, look at how convenient they make it. We just take the chip in our hand and swipe it over the cash register and pay our bill. No more digging in our purse. And we don't even have to carry a purse anymore. We don't have to worry about being mugged anymore. Oh, look at all the crime that can't be committed because now everything is digital. There's no more ATMs to steal. No more banks to rob. You think the banks are going to like that? The major banks are making all this money. The biggest mistake you could make right now, according to a lot of people I've talked to in the financial world, is moving your money to one of the major banks. Former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland, who served for the first 4 months of the Trump administration under Michael Flynn, said the deep state, we're talking about CIA, FBI, DOJ, are going to rig the 2024 election following their success in 2020. So, according to what KT McFarland told CFR member Maria Bartiromo, that's Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, for those of you who don't know, we now have black and white evidence the FBI interfered in the 2016 election when they failed to elect Hillary Clinton. They set out to destroy the Trump administration. Yep, Russia. Yeah. Now they want to turn this country into Russia. Of course, I know there's people out there that think that's a great idea. They don't mind being controlled. They can't think for themselves. Just wait till it actually happens and they put CBDC into play and then they start regulating you because they don't like what you posted on social media. And because you posted this and you professed hate speech or some of the thing that the government doesn't like and they want to control because you incited a riot, then you don't get to buy groceries this week. Maybe you talked about something having to do with guns. They don't like that. You don't get to buy groceries this week. See, they have ways of controlling you, and if you let them do it, there are people out there that will let them do it. They think it's all wonderful. Carrie Lake, by the way, got kicked in the teeth in her latest legal challenge. The judge ruling on it was even bold enough to confirm the election of Democrat Katie Hobbs as Arizona governor. I feel sorry for those of you out there. Judge Peter A. Thompson said in a ruling that Lake's team failed to provide enough evidence Maricopa County didn't verify the signatures on mail ballots in accordance with the law. Well, how can you do that when you're running all these things through the printers or whatever verification machines they have in seconds? How's that possible? How do you do it? Doesn't happen. You know, this is the thing about our corrupt justice system in America. They don't care. Oh, by the way, Tucker Carlson is not running for president in 2024. As a matter of fact, Harmeet Dhillon, you may have seen her on Fox. She's a civil rights attorney. She sent a cease and desist letter to this new draft Tucker pack, telling them to knock it off. They've taken their ads down since. And, of course, now they're going to probably refund the $212 they raised for people that support Tucker for president. And the people that founded it are taking their money back and putting it back in their bank accounts. Otherwise, they're probably going to get sued if they keep it up. Tucker has no intention of running for president. Probably just as well. I don't have to hear another Chatty Cathy, democracy, democracy, democracy. Don't have to hear it. Typhoon Mawar has aimed its fury at the tiny U.S. territory of Guam. They're getting it right now. Devastating winds up to 140 miles an hour. Worst storm to hit the Pacific Island in decades. It is a U.S. territory for those of you who don't know your geography. The White House has announced Biden is going to veto a Republican-led House measure that would halt the administration's student loan forgiveness program. You see, it's all tit for tat, all political theater, student loan forgiveness program. House Joint Resolution 45. It's a resolution. It's not law. You see, you got to read through between the lines here. We told you earlier about people pulling their money out of the Trump campaign. They're supporting Governor Ron DeSantis now. Hal Lambert served on Trump's inaugural committee in 2016, said he made the decision to support DeSantis due to the governor's prospects of winning the 2024 race. Lambert told the New York Post in an interview, he's good at giving a message. He's a leader who knows how to govern, not just have news headlines and slogans. I have not seen DeSantis really pat himself on the back like other politicians I've seen. I don't think that DeSantis would be bragging about the fact that he took the jab or that he created Operation Warp Speed. I don't think he's going to, you know, and every time that you-know-who opens his mouth and refers to him as DeSanctimonious, he's putting a bad taste in people's mouths. Well, it's freedom of speech, folks. If you don't like what he's saying, there's that on-off button. You don't have to listen to him. DeSantis vows he's going to protect faith. He said this at a religious broadcaster's event. He didn't say he was running for president, but he sounded like a man who plans to run his beliefs beyond the Sunshine State. He was at the NRB convention. Get ready, put on the full armor of God, DeSantis said in his closing, in his 30-minute speech, which was paused 25 times for applause. Stand firm for the truth and don't ever, ever back down. We appreciate what we've done in Florida. We're proud of what we accomplished here, but I can tell you this, I've only begun to fight. Yeah, gee, what other famous person said that? I've only begun to fight. Wow. Two construction workers were killed, at least seven others injured when a tornado-warned storm struck Conroe, Texas, a Houston suburb, yesterday afternoon. So, in other words, they were warned that a tornado was coming, but they continued to work. The house collapsed on them. Two are dead. Seven are injured as a result. I guess you don't take stuff seriously. Wow. Now, go figure. KQED is reporting a 30-ton shipment of explosive chemicals traveling from Wyoming to California by rail disappeared en route. How does a 30-ton shipment of ammonium nitrate, which is used to make both fertilizer and explosive, disappear from a rail car? Think about that when you read the story. Yeah, we know what 30 tons of explosives can do, right? Explosive chemicals. Chemicals, man. Willie in Vermont, musician, right?
Hey. Hello?
Hello, Willie. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you, Dave?
I'm moving along this morning. Thanks for asking.
You know, I listen to your show, I listen to other shows, and they bring lawyers on, and they never bring up the bankruptcy of our country from the 30s. They never say, ask these lawyers about the UCC. And they're running around now in the press calling it an unprecedented default when we already did this. You know,
that's right. We did. We're at the break. I gotta stop you here, Willie. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. We'll be back after these words.
Comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of big pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. You know, it's amazing when Willie called in, I was thinking about that very thing. You know, it's amazing how people just, we get on the same wavelength. You see, here's the thing. James Anthony Traficant Jr., remember him? He's the one that got on the House floor and said, since 1933, the United States government has been bankrupt. It's in receivership. And you try and go online right now and search using questions like, is the United States government bankrupt? And it runs all over the board and won't answer your question. Talks all about the Emergency Banking Act signed into law in 1933 by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. God, I got to tell you these things. Yeah, so he signs this law, and it just basically to restore confidence in our financial system. It's safer to keep your money in the bank than it is to put it under the mattress, keeping it at home. Yes. He's the same president that got us into World War II. We didn't want to be in World War II. We got dragged into it. He knew the Japs were going to attack Pearl Harbor. He knew it in advance and allowed it to happen. So drag us into war. Same thing at what happened with the weapons of mass destruction in 9/11. It's the same false flag attack that got everybody rah, 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 shish, kumbah. Let's go get Saddam. Got to have an enemy. Let's go fight him. See, all they got to do, and all these patriotic souls out there that think they're doing, you know, They're just desserts for America. Yes, we're willing to sacrifice our lives and go over there for some politician's agenda. Of course. You see, we have the Second Amendment now, and we have a story in our email blast. If you subscribe, if you don't, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Some people don't trust the internet. I don't blame you there either. I mean, I just said right now, I just tried to search for the Emergency Banking Act and U.S. government receivership since 1933, and there's not one damn story unless you actually type in what Ohio congressman said the U.S. government was bankrupt. That was James Traficant, and he went to jail. They have ways of shutting people up that are trying to tell the truth. See what I mean? Now a panel of experts wants to take Second Amendment rights away from the very people who will fight for our freedom, all those people who serve in the Army. The particular story is called A Disarmed Army. And, of course, Cliff Kincaid has an opinion called The Next Phase of the Communist Revolution, and it all talks about the Second Amendment. I've got three videos that I posted on here. Did some research. There's an actual attorney out there that basically there's three videos here, separate videos. One is entitled Deadly Force, Deadline Force in Self-Defense, What You Need to Know. An attorney tells you what to do if the cops come to your door asking for your guns. Can police stick their foot in your door? And other questions like, you know, the guy that got shot in Idaho? He was standing in his backyard and police were chasing a suspect. And they thought he was the guy, and one of the cops pulled their gun and shot him to death. He was just standing there, innocent bystander. He walks outside in his backyard and there's a cop chasing a suspect, which they found in a shed some distance away, hiding. Shot the wrong guy. So the cop has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. This is what happens when you give Barney Fife a gun. Well, the days of Andy of Mayberry and the innocence of that program are gone. So understand, you know, the video that the attorney is saying, he's talking about the guy that's talking to the cops, and the ATF came to his door, and there is a Ring doorbell on there recording everything. Some people think Ring doorbells are wonderful, except when they find out that it connects to your local police department and they're watching everything. So you got a state trooper and two ATF agents, and they're in your front yard. They're knocking on your door. Why is that? Well, I can tell you one reason why that is, because you don't have a fence around your property with a no trespassing sign up. And if you did have that and you didn't just put a simple picket fence that they could jump over and no trespassing sign. See, the thing is if you can keep the criminal out of your backyard and you put a no trespassing signs up there, that means if somebody jumps over that fence, according to this attorney, they're in your zone without your permission. Now, do you have the right to retaliate? Depends on the state you're living in, because some states have what we call duty to retreat. That means you got to get away from the situation. Now, if they kick your front door in, you know that they've invaded and they've crossed the threshold, and that's when the Castle Doctrine or the Stand Your Ground laws kick in and you have the right to defend yourself. What are you going to do? Retreat into your bedroom and hide in the closet and wait for them to come that far and open the door and they got a gun pointed at your head? And now you're sitting there trying to get your eyes adjusted to the daylight, unless they're doing it in the dark and you're hiding in the dark and you got your gun pointed and all of a sudden, oh, I forgot to take the safety off. You're dead. So we're focusing on the Second Amendment because that is what is protecting your First Amendment rights now, to have an opinion. So understand that when they come to your door asking for your guns, according to this attorney, you don't have to open the door. You can tell them to go away. Watch the videos. You need to know these things because apparently there's a lot of people out there that have this feeling that it's going to happen. They did it in Nazi Germany. What's to stop them from doing it here? Oh, but we'll all be safer. Yes, we'll all be. Hey, I tell you, Democrats, why don't you just put a gun-free zone sign out in front of your house? Or, hey, come on, great day for a home invasion. Come on in. Yeah, take what you want. Here, take my wife. Yeah. Yeah, that's an old Rodney Dangerfield joke. Oh, sorry, I can't tell jokes. I might offend somebody. William Sonoma, a retailer specializing in kitchen and home furnishings, confirmed Friday it's leaving downtown San Francisco. Well, you know, all the upper crust, they don't need William Sonoma. They got the money to go buy there. Maybe that'll make an impact on them because they can't buy all those high-end items out there. Those little butter dishes and all that other good stuff. Maybe they can't buy that. Oh my God, William Sonoma's leaving. What are we going to do? Yeah, that's why they've had such a big move out of San Francisco and Los Angeles. That's why everybody's leaving, because they're tired of the crime. Well, this is part of what the commie pigs that are serving in the Capitol in Sacramento, this is how they do it. That's how they do it. They sit there and they make the crime so bad that people have to start defending themselves. And when that happens and you have vigilantism, the cops come and arrest those who were defending themselves and charge them with crimes. And it scares the hell out of everybody else, right? Well, honey, I have a good idea. Let's go turn in our guns today so the FBI will stay away and we don't have to worry. Really? One of the reasons they haven't come to the door of most Americans these days, most Americans, I say, this is why they're studying people. Because if they think they can get away with it, they will come and they will lie to you. Never trust a government agent. They're liars, every damn one of them. They're all pathological liars. And if they come to your door and they've had to climb your fence or come through your gate to do it, what, you didn't lock your gate? What's wrong with you? Where's that no trespassing sign? Excuse me. If you wanted your privacy, why didn't you demand it? No. Hey, BATF, FBI, come on in. Take what you want. Arrest me. Put me in jail. I don't care. I let the state take care of me in three hots and a cot. Whatever. We have people out there that actually think like that. They think they're better off in prison than they are on the outside. Wow. There are people that think like that. They really think they're safer in prison. Oh, you got another guest coming. Yeah, you get to be somebody's punk. Oh, you'll see how safe it is. Yeah, don't drop the soap. Tensions are escalating among tech workers at Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Ha, wonder why that is. Here, the tech industry has even got its own set of problems. Layoffs, return to office mandates, and other concerns are fueling dissatisfaction and unrest so high, Amazon workers are reportedly planning a walkout. Good for them. Here's the thing. You started this stuff. When you demanded, when this government and all the tech media that's doing what they're doing, because they helped this along, this whole process, because the government couldn't do it, they relied on corporate media and social media to do it for them because they couldn't do it legally themselves. They're going out and they're basically saying, hey, stay in your home, work from home. Now that they want you to come back into the office because they're finding that it's not economical to have all these vacant desks in here, we're spending all this money. People have been so accustomed to working from home because they can get up, go pick their nose, wipe their ass, and do whatever they want without being detected. Have sex with their wife in the noon hour over lunch when they're supposed to be at a Zoom call meeting. They can do whatever they want and not have to answer to anybody because they're in their house. God forbid I got to come out of there. Yeah, what do you mean I got to wipe my groceries down? You see, this is what we were programmed with for 3 years. You think we're going to fall for that again? Yeah, oh, well, we got monkeypox now. Now we got syphilis. I always love that. I go to the doctor's office. The doctor said, have you had your COVID inspection yet? I said, no, I had a proctology exam last week. I'm going to have syphilis next week. And they all look at you like, what? Said, you idiot. Why are you asking me a question like that? That's none of your damn business. It's what they have HIPAA for. Oh, no, we don't need HIPAA. You know, we have shedding. What do we need HIPAA for? You got all 220 million people got the jab and they're out shedding on us. Oh, that's another good reason to stay home. Oh, my God, we have to stay home. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Somebody will shed on us and we're not smart enough to stay healthy and take care of ourselves, which is why we have the Power Mall. That's why we do things like this, folks. That's right. Power Hour, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, we're on Substack.com right now. And for those of you, unfortunately, I used my Joyce Riley coffee mug this morning, and it's in the dishwasher. Darn. They are dishwasher safe, by the way, for those of you who want to order one. $100 donation will get you there. On Substack, we are getting an interview up with Joyce Riley interviewing Joe Cross from the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And a lot of it has to do with her diet. So, you know, if you happen to shop at our partners tab, take 5 minutes or so to email or call us and let us know you did so we can get credit for it so we can stay on the air. Otherwise, what's the bother, right? Yeah. No, it is a bother. We have to ask. Huh. You know, see, we talk about nothing is free. That includes information. I mean, if it was free, then why is Elon Musk charging $115 a year for Twitter Blue? Sam Altman, remember him? He's the OpenAI CEO creator of artificial intelligence. He testified in front of a U.S. Senate Judiciary Subcommittee regarding the recent rise of AI. Yeah. AI generated art and generated photography are winning prizes, making it clear the age of AI disruption has begun. He quit Google because he wanted to speak openly about the dangers posted by AI generating deep fakes. So what's it going to take for you to be convinced when all of a sudden there's some pornography circulating around the internet and somebody has deep faked your picture on the head of one of the actors in the porn video? Will that change your mind? AI could be used to influence the election. AI, I think, is already being used to influence what you're able to search for on social media. Classic example is the U.S. in receivership since 1933. If you didn't put the word Traficant in there and you didn't know about James Traficant and what he said on the floor of the House, that the U.S. has been in receivership since 1933, he obviously did some homework. This is what Willie in Vermont was talking about. First-time listeners and first-time callers, if you've got something to chime in on, you're more than welcome to. 844-769-2944. You want to hear stupid is as stupid does? Yeah, here's your Forrest Gump-ism for today. Here's the thing about customer service, Elon Musk style. Musk's Tesla asks a man to bring his car to the service center after it caught fire on a California highway. This is his Model Y, leaving the owner, Vishal Mala, scrambling for answers from a largely unresponsive customer service team. Tesla asked him to bring in the charred ruin left after a battery fire into a company service center. How in the world is he going to do that? Well, here you go, Mr. Mala. If you haven't figured that out yet, you have one of those tow trucks that has a platform on the back that they can lower it, and they hook a chain up to the front end of what's left of your bumper, and they pull the car up on the platform. And you pull it into the dealership, and you show them, okay, you morons, this is what your battery did. Did you know, by the way, they're starting to do more analysis of lab-grown meat? You know, it's 25 times worse for the environment than regular meat. Huh. Yeah, it's being promoted as wave of the future. Wow. Joe in Arkansas, what's going on in the natural state this morning?
Well, concerning the central bank digital currency, I've been reading a novel written by Robert Heinlein, a science fiction writer, who was published in 1971, and it's got something relevant to the central bank digital currency that I think is kind of prescient, and I'd love to read it if you don't mind.
It's
A spokesman for the Treasury Department, speaking off the record, announced that the administration would not push the administration bill for total abolition of paper currency in favor of universal credit cards and computer accounting. We must face the fact, he told the Washington Press Club, that black market transactions, bribes, and other quasi-legal exchanges are as much part of our economy as is interest on the national debt. and that to create conditions which would make these voluntary exchanges impractical would bring on a depression the country could not stand. To put it poetically, gentlemen, the small amount of physical currency still in circulation, only a few billions, is our lubricant for the gears of progress. You have my assurance that the president recognizes this truth. So, and it reminds me, I was once talking to somebody a few years ago, and I was talking about how I was worried that the government was going to go to all electronic currency. And he said, no, they're not going to do that. The CIA needs paper currency to deal drugs. And of course, the Mexican drug cartels need paper currency to do their dealing. And of course, Barack Obama, remember the famous case where he sent pallets of $100 bills over to the Iranian officials. And so it seems you might think that they're not going to get rid of paper currency for those reasons.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks for the input, even though some of it's fiction and some of it's not. Point made. It's an interesting take. You know, see, when people are actually doing their homework and doing the research, that's one thing, because then you come up with some ideas that tit for tat, this is why things are going to happen or not going to happen. We would like to think the central bank digital currencies are a figment of everybody's imagination, but the Fed is actually testing it to see if it's going to work. This is why we have blockchain. And when I was on my Florida radio show ages ago, we talked about blockchain. This cannot be good for the economy. This and AI. AI is, they're starting to use it to write pleadings in court. And you want to pay an attorney, and they're using ChatGPT to write stuff? Wow. Under the gardening, farming, and homesteading category of your email blast, we have a free download entitled 23 Proven Strategies for Effective Self-Defense. Now, why would we put that on there? To make you think. Because people just seem to take whatever little security they may have left for granted. See, I've asked this time and time again, why people are stocking up on food, guns, and ammunition. They're looking at their neighborhood. They're analyzing their neighbors, which Ben Verified, by the way, that .com website, Ben Verified, B-E-E-N Verified.com. Very useful because you can find out all about your neighbors and everything that they're doing for $39.95 a month. You don't have to keep it forever. I subscribe to it because I use it in my paralegal work to find people to serve with summons. They're being sued. And subpoenas, they're being deposed. That's what I use it for, to find individuals. Here's a new thing. Research your neighbors. Yeah, find out who they hang with. Find out where they've been, where they live. Did they come? Did they move here from, you know, because there's a new news article out, which I didn't manage to get put up this week yet. Counties that attract the most out-of-state residents. Yeah, they got a list of the top 30 counties in the United States where everybody's moving to because they think they're going to be safer there. And a lot of people basically are arming themselves right now because they're trying to figure, let's see, how many rounds do I need? How many neighbors do I have that I cannot trust? Because those are the ones that are going to be coming to my gate, trying to break into my house, and I have to make sure I got enough ammo. Oh, God forbid. Jeff in North Carolina, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Dave, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Good. I got a question, Dave. Honestly, I'm in my 60s, and you know, you've seen how things are progressively getting worse and worse in time, and just ridiculous. Does anything even shock you anymore, honestly?
After everything in history that I've been through, you're in your 60s. I'm in my 60s. I just turned 69 on Monday. Okay. So understand that, yes, I have seen so much after having been through, you know, generations of baby boomers and the woke Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, and I've seen it all. And no, nothing would surprise me, you know, which is one of the reasons why I've learned that, look, people are entitled to their opinion, but if they're going to trespass on my property with the intent on committing a crime, we got to draw the line. And it's unfortunate that we have to be less tolerant of others because we've been conditioned to be that way by the government. I mean, who knew they were going to do that, Jeff? Who knew the government was going to come in and turn neighbor against neighbor and family member against family member? Who knew they were going to do this?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point. Who knew? And it's like you quote the Bible quite a bit, and you're not very knowledgeable. You know how you can see it right in your face. It's where it says that good would become bad and bad would become good. I mean, you're seeing it right in your face, right?
Yep, it's happening right here in front of you, and they're letting you know with no uncertainty that this is what their plan is. Jeff, we're at the break. I appreciate your call. Have fun in the Tar Heel State. Stay safe. We'll be back after these words from the Power Mall, and the Power Hour will continue after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.